Hey Neil, how are you?
Hi,
Hello.
Devin. How are
Hello,
you?
hello.
Hi.
Oh, it's great to actually hear from you both. This episode is going to be a bit of a future one because this is going to be my 50th. And
Wow.
I'm mistakenly Star Wars to be my guest on my 50th.
Oh my gosh, we're
Oh.
honored.
Yes, congratulations. That's a big
Thank you.
milestone.
Right, I've got some questions for you.
Okay.
Right. First question is, if you both were leaders of a biker gang, what Star Wars name would you give yourselves?
Ooh, man.
Oh.
That's a good. So if I'm a leader of a biker gang, am I in the Star Wars universe or in the real universe?
In the real universe.
Whew. Let's see. Biker gang. Eve, what are your thoughts on this? Boy.
Am I allowed to say a bad word?
Could you possibly not?
Okay. Okay. Well, no, I have to think again now.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go. If I am the leader of a biker gang, I am going to be the leader of Sith's Fury.
Oh, I
Oh,
thought it was
good.
our name, not the gang's name.
Oh,
It
well
could
then.
be, no, it's the gang's name.
Oh, the gang's name. Oh, well, then I'm just going to go with the Sabres.
Oh, that's good. I actually did think of a couple of names that it could give you. Eve, you're going to be Eve's Angels.
Oh,
Oh, that sounds so good for me.
and Devin, you're going to be the Phasmas.
I'll take that. I'll
There you
take
go.
that.
Eve's Angels. I like that.
Right, second question. Eve, if you had to do a wedding in the Star Wars universe, which one would you pick?
Oh, are you giving me a choice, or do I just pick a random one that I know has happened at some point?
A random choice.
Okay. Oh, I have to go with Leia and Han because I feel like there'd be some fireworks there, just given their relationship. That'd be fun to watch.
Devin, if you had to teach at any Star Wars planet, what would you pick?
Like teach at that planet or about the
Yeah,
planet?
if you had to do a semester there.
Oh, it's Naboo without thinking twice about it.
Culture.
Right. If you could have any Star Wars actor as an interview on Unmistakably Star Wars, who would it be?
Oh man.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Whew. I'll take Daisy Ridley.
Oh, Devin. I'm crippled right now between I'm crippled between Gwendolyn Christie and can I pick, like, well, you said Star Wars character, so not like a director. Yeah, let's go. I'm gonna go with Gwendolyn Christie.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah, she seems cool.
Great answers. Right. If you had a biography written about you, who would you pick to do the foreword?
Ooh. Does it need to be a Star Wars author or just anybody?
No, anyone.
Oh.
Man, I'll be honest. I don't know that anybody could paint me in such a positive light better than you, Neil, so I'm choosing you.
Thank you.
Once again, I can't choose the Oh, I don't know if I trust anyone to I feel like they'd be like, she's awesome until you get to know her.
It's payback time.
Yes. Maybe my sister. I'd probably choose, yeah.
Great answers. If you both could be Disney Imagineers for 1 month, what ride would you invent for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge?
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Eve, I'll let you go first this time.
The first thing that came to my mind was like a real life AT-AT. But
Wow.
I feel like that would be a bit dangerous.
I will say I'd love to do something with speeder bikes or pod racing. Speeder bikes or pod racing.
Yeah, winners.
That sounds cool. And also, if as a Disney Imagineer, you could pick and a mostly complete Star Wars attraction to add on to it, what would it be?
let's see. Gosh, these are good questions, Neil. I think you would have to. It'd be a combination of the Death Star, the original Death Star trash compactor, and a podcast studio, and you would have to podcast your way out before the walls closed in on you.
Oh my gosh, that's stressful.
I might go with like a Jyn Erso scenario too. We have to beam that transmission to somebody, so you're podcasting the transmission to Admiral Raddus.
Yeah, I can't choose better than that. Either one. I can't do better.
I did think of two that possibly you could do. Mm. For you, Devin, it would be shoot the protocol droid.
Wait. Yes.
That's Devin's.
And Eve, a virtual alleyway where anyone could get beaten up by you.
Oh my god. Come see me in the alleyway.
Wait, can I have C-3PO and Eve in the alley? I think that's my ride.
Just give me some tape and I'm
yes.
Good. Yes. All in good heart, you know that.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right, if you had to be in one scene in Star Wars, and it had to be A New Hope, what would it be?
Eve, I'll let you go first. I'm going to need some thinking on this.
I think when they're all in the Falcon for the first time leaving Tatooine. And, like, he's training, and then we feel Alderaan blow up. Like, just that whole moment of them being in that place, that iconic symbol of Star Wars for the first time.
That's a good call. I think I will be looking over Chewbacca's shoulder from the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon when they hit the TIE fighter in the trench run.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is, if you both could be in charge of Twitter for one day, what would you do?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Let's see. Well, I guess I would probably slide into every Star Wars actor's DMs and try to line up some interviews.
Oh, your podcast brain always goes. I went through a combination of getting rid of every troll ever.
Okay, well, that's just good too.
Yeah, deleting every account. And no, that's pretty much where I went. Just like, oh, not having to deal with that anymore. Delete.
You could do a block party, Eve.
Yes. But like, they're blocked from even entering Twitter, essentially.
Nice.
Okay, what are you most looking forward to with Rise of Skywalker?
Oof. I haven't read any fan speculation, any leaks, anything. So what I'm looking forward to, fingers crossed, is that we see Rey just absolutely do something so spectacular that all the man babies from the past 4 or 5 years are forced to recognize that she is a legit warrior.
Yeah. I definitely am looking forward to that. I certainly hope that moment happens. I think it's two things for me. One, my fangirl heart cannot wait to see Palpatine in any manner whatsoever. I might scream like a yip or something in the seat.
Oh my.
And then a meaningful conclusion. Mm. I just want it to knock me away. That's what I'm looking. And I feel like it's going to, which scares me, but I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. With I'm a Mistake of Star Wars, as you said on your 200th episode, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know you've put together a really wide, diverse group of people to really represent, you know, I'm a Sacred Star Wars. Was it a conscious decision on your part, or did it evolve, or was it subconsciously a middle finger to toxic fandom?
Devin?
Are those not the same thing?
Yes.
You know, it's a great question, Neil. I think that, I mean, first of all, it came down to like the chemistry of who's ever on air. And so the chemistry just happened to kind of be some people from different genders, ages, and ethnicities. And it just happened to work out for the benefit of us as a team and for our listeners.
Yep.
Do you think that going forward you'll add more members, or do you think you're quite suited as a team?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I don't, Eve, I'm going to let you tackle that one.
I think, and this is purely my opinion, I don't know if you'll agree with me, Devin, but I feel like we are in such a wonderful spot with the team that we have that we're not actively seeking anyone else. But if we are just, you know, charmed out of our Star Wars socks one day by someone, then, you know, who are we to refuse them?
Yeah, I think if as an example, Kathleen Kennedy called and said she's looking to do a podcast.
Yes.
We'd probably make some exceptions.
Yeah. KK, you're in.
Okay. Next question is, who in the Star Wars universe would you go on a date with?
Oh, man.
Oh, who wouldn't I go on a date with?
You mean like, can I like double date, or just like I'm actually dating that person?
A double date.
Well, I want to go on a double date with Lando. and I want to say we just start off as two wild and crazy single guys, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, can I just date someone? Do I have to double date? Do I have to share that moment with other people?
No, you don't have to. I'll let you have that.
I have to say Luke. I have to say Luke. Although a part of me thinks he'd be a little boring, but that'd be all right. That'd be all right.
I think you'll be having a date near Toshi Station, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You'd be thinking about power converters.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, I'm like over there enjoying my drink by myself. Like, this could be going better.
Right, that's all the questions I have for you. Have you got any for me?
I do have some questions for you. It is not easy doing a podcast week after week. And so, first off, congratulations on episode number 50. That's huge.
Yes,
that is. And who is your ultimate guest? Let's say when you get to episode 100, which Star Wars personality will be the ultimate interview for you?
I'm doing the ultimate interview now.
Neil!
Come on!
That's
why you're writing in my my biography.
Yes, you're writing mine too. Forget my sister. I want to give you a hug.
You know, I have to say that, you know, you have been my inspiration for quite a while. You know, I found it quite difficult just to get started, a podcast going and that, but I must say, Complete Star Wars has always proven the positivity giants in the Star Wars fandom. So, just always want to follow in your footsteps.
Oh, thank you, friend. That means a lot.
Yes, it does. Very much.
All right, here's another question then. And you can't answer, and you can't, USW cannot be part of your answer.
Rules.
All right, so you get to go to Galaxy's Edge, all expenses paid, with any Star Wars actor. Who do you take?
Kelly Marie Tran.
Pick. Love. How fun would that be? Oh my gosh.
That would be so fun.
She'd be an absolute ball.
A delight, like a delight too, you know, like a fun and delightful experience.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Neil, where would you go if you could vacation on any Star Wars planet?
Ooh. I'll go to Hoth, actually.
Wow.
Hoth.
What is it about Hoth that would make you want to do holiday there?
My favorite Star Wars character is a Hoth Rebel Trooper.
Ah.
That is true. I did know that.
I'd probably like to probably dress up as a Hoth Rebel soldier and just reenact the Hoth battle, you know.
I love it.
Still being live.
I love it.
Good pick.
Eve, you got any questions?
I just, excuse me, I want to know from someone who is active on Twitter, but not always the most positive person on Twitter, how just day in and day out, maybe I'm not getting my point across even a little bit yet, but you are the most positive, warm, engaging person that I've ever met on Twitter. And I just, how did you get to be that way? Because so many people are just the opposite of that. And they're so loud and they take up so much space. And then you just kind of came in the last few years as this beacon of hope, essentially, for the social media fandom. And I mean, just, have you always been like that, essentially? And when did you decide, you know, I'm going to put this energy out into the world and see what happens?
Well, I certainly haven't always been like it. I think I joined Twitter in February 2012. So October that year, the Disney deal came down, and I was still quite following a few people and that, still finding my feet. And I think really after The Last Jedi, really, when a lot of, you know, the fandom went a bit skew-whiff, I decided that, you know, a voice that needed to be out there to be supportive and positive to people, you know, just...
Yeah.
Regardless, you know, I don't care if I'm, you know, conceived as a Disney shill or whatever, or Star Wars shill. But, you know, just someone just to support people who enjoy Star Wars. I mean, that's the bottom line of it, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. And we are really so grateful. Everyone that I know who knows you, like, we just can't say enough good about you. So thank you for just always making our day that much brighter. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right.
You know, you know, I definitely always will put I'm a Secretly Star Wars at the top of any list I do on Twitter.
Well, thank you, Neil.
Yes,
it means
you.
So much to have you as part of the family. It really does. We're so, so grateful. And when I think of you, here's what I think of, among other things, is the scene in The Last Jedi when Luke is just kind of brushing the dust from his shoulder. That's how I see you with, like, negative fanboys and negative Twitter. It just...
Yes.
You are so inspirational because I personally can get so easily go down the rabbit hole and take things personally and stuff. And you are just such a great model of moving on to positive things.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, both of you. You know, as I said before, you're both really great inspirational people and Star Wars fans. And I think Star Wars is very... grateful and happy to have you as fans.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I have a fun question. Can I ask a fun question?
Yeah.
So, and it's probably because I'm like extremely hungry right now. I'm sorry. But if you could create any cooked dish in the Star Wars universe, what would it be and what would you call it?
I would call it Wumpa Rat Deluxe.
Wumpa Rat Deluxe. Oh.
I'm going to lunch in a few minutes, man. Don't put that image in my mind.
Oh, we should do t-shirts of that, though, now. That would be it. That would be great.
I like it. I'm getting kind of like a shepherd's pie vibe from that.
Yes, so funny. That's my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. That is great. I love it. Neil,
what
thank
would your you... favorite dishes be?
Oh, man. Nothing from Dex's Diner. I would say that I bet you there's a great, like, restaurant on Coruscant somewhere that is kind of a hole-in-the-wall place, but it's got some really good food. I don't even know. I got to think... I don't know what dishes there are that wouldn't involve, like, taking actual animals from the Star Wars universe and then making their meeting their maker. I could do like a twist on like sushi, like a Gungan sushi thing. Since Barb, the Canadian, has decided to kill all the Gungans, clearly there'll be enough meat to process. So I'll go with like a
God.
Gungan sushi.
Oh my gosh. So a couple years ago, I wrote a fan fiction, a Star Wars fan fiction, and I had to create food dishes and things like that. So I remember doing research for this.
Wow.
And I created a steak, and I don't remember what it was called, but it would be that. Whatever I called it in the fanfic, that's what it is.
Love.
It's like a Bantha steak.
Yes!
There you go.
Is that what it was? I don't know.
That is awesome. shoot.
Oh, well, I have a question. Who would be the best person to be, say you had the Star Wars equivalent of McDonald's or something, who would be the favourite person you would want to take your order at the drive-thru?
I think K2SO would be epic at that.
Yes. I'm going to go with L3.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because K2SO would be like, really? Do you think you need another hamburger, big boy? Yes, I think yes. I'm definitely down for that.
Shame you? That'd be horrible.
Yes, yes.
I think you'd both be shut down within a day, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Definitely.
Never going there again.
Any more questions?
As we get ready to wrap up, let me ask you this one. Yeah. If you could have like Rian Johnson's ear and you could tell him one thing you'd like to see in his forthcoming trilogy, what is one thing that you would love to see happen in the next trilogy of Star Wars?
Be as bold and creative as you were as the Last Jedi. Don't try and go the safe route. I think Star Wars, The Last Jedi was, you know, a great movie as in moving things forward. And, you know, just don't, you know, the galaxy is your galaxy, you know. Think of whatever you can, you know. Don't, you know, don't let fanboys or anything just deter you in whatever you can think of, you know.
I love it. Yep. I love it. Let's hope that that's what happens.
Agree.
Neil, thank you again for having us on. It's an absolute pleasure.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. It's a pleasure to have you on, really. I mean, you know, just ever since probably the first few episodes of my podcast, you know, I really did hope to get to a 50th episode. And you know, last probably year or two, well, since I'm a Stick with Star Wars has been going, I mean, you know, I've really wanted you both to at least, you know, to be on my 50th episode to celebrate it and, you know, just continue to support I'm a Stick with Star Wars and all what you do. And, you know, I think you're just the best podcast there is by a whole galaxy on Star Wars. You know, you're just, all of you are great, you know, I mean, you're so wonderful.
Well, thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
We feel the same about you.
Yes, I was going to say the feeling is 1,000% mutual.
Absolutely. Take care, my friend.
Yes. And you. Yes.
Thank you, Eve, and best wishes to your dad.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, and may the force be with you, buddy.
And with you, buddy.
And bye-bye. With you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.